Well, now it is time to join Diana O'Carroll with our question of the week.
This week, what happened to the hungry caterpillar?
Hello, this is Silva from Vienna in Austria. I was wondering what exactly happens when a caterpillar pupates and then turns into a butterfly. Does it liquefy into some sort of protein sludge and start from scratch, or does it just grow wings? Thank you, bye.
It takes a few weeks in the spring for a caterpillar to undergo this process, so what happens?
Okay, so I'm Chris Jiggins from the Department of Zoology in Cambridge. Well, obviously, an insect like a butterfly has two different life stages, which have very different ecologies and very different requirements. So when you go from a caterpillar to a butterfly, you require a lot of different structures. So in the pupa, some of the caterpillar structures are carried through into the adult, and some of the adult structures are completely developed from scratch almost in the pupa. So the wings, for example, obviously are unique to the adult, and actually they're present in the caterpillar as little blobs of tissue called imaginal discs. And you can, if you know where to look, you can squeeze out a little blob of tissue from the caterpillar, which is going to turn into the adult wing. So in the pupa, some of those structures, which are just little blobs of tissue, will grow into the wings. And others are developed from the structures already in the caterpillar. So, for example, the legs and the antennae, the adult legs grow from a little piece of tissue at the base of the caterpillar legs, and the adult antennae in a similar way. Other structures like the central nervous system is largely maintained from the larva through to the adult, but all the connections are reconnected. So obviously there are things like wing muscles, which aren't present in the caterpillar, which need to be connected up in the adult. There are structures like the Malpighian tubules, which are to do with excretion, which are carried through from the larva into the adult. So like most of biology, I suppose it's somewhere in between being a complete sludge in the pupa and just producing wings. It's actually a mix of some structures being retained and some being developed.
But are any bits of the caterpillar discarded?
So the structures that aren't required are basically broken down and the proteins reused in producing the adult structures. So there are obviously muscles associated with the legs, which are completely reconstituted in the adult. So yeah, the protein sludge is not a bad analogy for some parts of what goes on, actually.
Virtually nothing is wasted by the caterpillar, as some parts of it are retained and others do indeed become a proteiny mush. And did you know that some chrysalides are able to make noises from inside their hard shell in order to scare off predators? Next week, what happens when the universe finishes pupating?
Hello, this is Father Jerry Drummond. I know that the universe is expanding at an ever-increasing rate, and eventually that will approach the speed of light. So what's going to happen then? Will it go faster than the speed of light? Presumably that's not possible. Will it stop? Will it start reversing and go back to a big crunch? Thanks so much.
What do you think will happen as the universe expands? Public answers to us at thenakedscientists.com/forum, or you can email privately chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Diana O'Carroll with this week's question of the week. So if you want to give us your insights on the expansion of the universe, do drop us a line, chris@thenakedscientist.com. That is all we have time for this week. Next week, it's a question and answer extravaganza. We'll be tackling your science questions for you. So do send them in, chris@thenakedscientist.com. Let me right now say a very big thank you to our guests this week, Charlotte Housden and Julian Savulescu, and also Smita Mundasad, who joined us to tell us about what went on at the Society for Neuroscience meeting in San Diego. Thank you to our production team this week, who were Tom Simpkins, Mira Senthilin, Dave Ansell, Ben Valsner, and Diana O'Carroll. In the meantime, have a very nice week and see you next time.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at thenakedscientists.com.